Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus. Our Local Focus guests this morning, Lisa and Joe from Sanctuary Brewing in downtown Hendersonville. And of course, Mr. Brian B2 Bird representing as well. Lisa, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming out in the cold. Now, Lisa, when I said something about sorry to get you out here in the cold, you followed up with what?
We have 38 animals, so we don't really get to sleep in and avoid the cold.
38 animals.
Correct. Yeah. So in addition to the brewery, we have our own nonprofit animal rescue.
Okay. So I'm glad you mentioned this because this is going to lead me to the way I really wanted to start out this interview. I wanted to just say, I think this is your fourth year. Sanctuary Brewing, you're in your third or fourth year?
We're in our fourth year, yep.
I just want to say that, you know, on behalf of the community, I think we need to say thank you to you guys because you opened up a brewery in this town. And I remember when I first heard about it, I first heard that you were going to do this nonprofit thing with animals. And I thought, how in the world is that going to work? You guys have made a huge impact in the community, not only in just what you provide the community regarding a place to go and have some great beer and great social time, but the work that you do, making Henderson County a better place to live, not just for animals, but for other people, in just a short time, you've made a huge, huge impact.
Thank you.
I think on behalf of the community, we got to say thank you to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Very kind.
I mean, it's a perfect example of sort of you can have anything you want in the world by helping others get what they want.
Yeah.
Right?
We call it kind capitalism or kind commerce, right?
Yeah. Well, again, a huge difference you've made in the community, and you can see it every day when you drive by Sanctuary Brewing and see all the people, all your loyal fans who are there all the time.
Awesome. Thank you.
So we want to talk about some specific things. We'll talk about brewery here in a moment, but we want to really talk about some specific things you have coming up. Of course, the Super Bowl is coming up February the 3rd, but more importantly than the Super Bowl, the Puppy Bowl is coming up, right?
That's the real game.
That's the real game, folks. That's the real game. So let's talk about the Puppy Bowl. What is this?
So this is our fourth year of the Puppy Bowl. Historically, it's been held at Sanctuary Brewing, but it has grown into this kind of monolith of an event. So we moved it to the gymnasium at Canuga Conferences this year.
Wow.
Yeah, but basically we work with other nonprofits in the community. This year and last year, it's been Brother Wolf Animal Rescue. They provide the puppies. They are all adoptable. We put them out on a field. We've got different teams and heats, and scoring really is just dragging a toy into the end zone. Doesn't matter what end zone, that's a touchdown. So there is actually some action in addition to it being adorable and trying to get puppies adopted. And this year it's just going to be epic. We're
succeeding in getting puppies adopted. Tell us the results of last year.
The first year we did it, we had 13 puppies. They all got adopted. The second year we upped that to 30. The third year, it was about 33. Every single one has been adopted. In some cases, the mom has been adopted with the puppy, which is so awesome. And this year, fingers crossed, we are going to have 50 puppies.
50 puppies.
50 puppies in the halftime show. We'll have senior dogs that are also up for adoption.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, talk about making real change in the community. We're hoping to get over 50 members of our communities into homes.
Well, this is, again, another perfect example of what we were just talking about the difference that you're making in the community. It's one thing to have an event like this at your own place of business, but it's another thing to have it grown so much that you're doing it just elsewhere. It's not just a way to get people into your brewery.
No, it's not. It's actually to promote these nonprofits in a way where everyone that attends isn't kind of locked in shoulder to shoulder. It was just growing and growing and growing. And last year, it was just total chaos. It was fun in the best way, but this year, we want people to be able to walk around and mingle, and we've got food vendors and some fun kind of artistic and clothing dog toy and treat vendors as well. I think in total we have almost 15 vendors this year.
So as a member of the public, how do we go? How do we partake in Puppy Bowl?
So you can look at our Instagram, the Sanctuary Brewing Instagram or Facebook page or website. They all have a link to tickets. And then our animal rescue is called Sweet Bear Rescue Farm, also on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find links there as well. And if you visit Brother Wolf Animal Rescue, their website, their social media, it's bwar.org. You can find tickets there.
Okay. And we'll make sure, of course, all this is on our website. website.
If you go
as well.
To WTZQ.com and scroll down to events, you'll see the Sanctuary Brewing logo. Click on that, and there's links to their website.
Perfect.
All right. So all these puppies are adoptable. They'll be playing in the Puppy Bowl, and that's coming up on Sunday, February the 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Canuga Gymnasium. I'm sorry. I'm just imagining what all that looks like.
The doors are going to open at noon so we can get people in there and comfortable.
Okay.
And FYI, if you buy tickets in advance, they're $15, $20 at the door. And there's also a VIP option, which is pretty cool. And you can read all about that on the ticket link.
And kids under 12.
Kids under 12 are free, so we don't want to break the bank if you're bringing your family out for a fun day.
Sure, absolutely. But you said food trucks there and all kinds of good fun stuff.
Lots of food vendors, No Evil Foods, Garlic, which is right here in Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Blunt Pretzels is going to be there. And we've got some great sponsors and other vendors as well.
Fantastic. We'll remind folks about all of that here again in just a moment. But you've started something else. You started just doing it every once in a while, and now it looks like it's going to be perhaps a monthly thing. It's just your Help for Hendo.
Yeah, that happens every month on a Monday. The next one is going to be February 25th.
Uh-huh.
So if you know us, or if you've driven past the brewery or been there, you've probably seen the wall of clothing outside.
I was going to ask about that, yes.
Yeah, so that's something we call our kindness wall. So you can donate coats, gloves, hats, scarves, non-perishable food items, toiletries, et cetera, and leave them on the wall, and anyone that needs them can grab them at any time.
So that's all we got to do. If you got a coat or something, you just hang it on the wall.
Hang it on the wall. That's
okay.
All you need to do, and then we just try to make sure that the community at large is aware of that so they can come and take things. These last few nights have been super cold. And
so we
did a big push to get coats, and we got quite a few. So we haven't seen the wall this morning. Sometimes everything goes overnight, but we'll restock it if we need to. And from that grew something called Help for Hendo, which takes that concept and is almost more full service.
Mm-hmm.
So when the bar is closed on Mondays, that's usually the second or third Monday of the month, from 10 to 1, we offer free haircuts. We provide a hot meal. We offer clothing. We literally take half the brewery and kind of turn it into a retail store. We provide the bag so you can come in, grab a bag, do some shopping free of charge, obviously, get a haircut, a warm meal, cup of coffee. We usually have help with resume building and job placement as well.
Wow.
And there's not just clothing. There's other items that are available that might need some necessities, toothbrush.
So there's a whole kind of table just filled with toiletries. So toothbrushes, razors, deodorants, hand sanitizer, water bottles, shampoo, conditioner, tampons, all those things are provided as well.
So from a listener standpoint in the community, if we don't necessarily need those services, but we'd like to help somehow, how do we do that?
So there are a number of ways you can help. One is just spread the word. So if you know of any organizations that could benefit from this, such as shelters or churches, et cetera, we just see this as one more piece in a greater puzzle of people trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
And you can also donate any items at any time. So even if we're not open, you can leave things on the wall. If we are open, just tell the bartender you're there dropping off donations, and they'll take care of it.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. So the next Help for Hendo will be coming up on February the 25th.
That's correct. 10
but
to 1.
You can help anytime by just putting things on the wall, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We're going to get back to some dates here in a moment, but let's talk brewing now real quick. Let's just talk about the Sanctuary. Tell us about the concept of opening the Sanctuary, your beers, and that type of thing. Share that with folks who may not have been lucky enough or smart enough to have visited with you yet.
Sure. We've got 16 drafts. We brew everything in-house, and we try and do a really nice cross-section between lighter beers all the way up to big dark stouts.
Well, again, you made a huge impact in the community, in not just what you're doing for the community, but in your beers, too, because people love it. I've had numerous beers at Sanctuary, and I have yet to find one that I didn't like. I always have a hard decision as to which one to choose. So what got you into the brewing part of it?
I started home brewing about 10 years ago, and
just
fell in love with it. Just fell in love with some people fall in love with cooking. For me, it was brewing, and my partner was amazing enough to allow me to quit my accounting job and start bartending at a beer bar, at a brewery actually up in Chicago. And then we moved down here. I ended up at Thirsty Monk and then at Wicked Weed.
Yeah.
And then all the while we were living here in Hendersonville and saying, I can't believe there's not a brewery in town. How does Asheville have how many? A dozen, two dozen. And so we started looking and found that great, great piece of property there.
Yeah, as I recall, you guys came along not long after Southern Appalachian Brewery, right?
About 2 years.
Yeah.
After
yep.
SUP. Yeah.
And yeah. So you were really at the beginning of the craze here in Henderson County. Now
we were the first downtown brewery.
Right. Right.
Yeah. 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 And based out of our camaraderie with Andy and Kelly from Southern Appalachian, they were the first people we told, and we really wanted this to be kind of again a community concept of breweries working together, and we absolutely love them, and we feel like that community has grown quite a bit.
And that's one thing I have to say that I do think is really impressive is to see, you know, from the outside looking in, you think to yourself, wow, another brewery is coming to town. But that's actually a good thing because you guys are all truly working together, and Hendersonville is really now becoming a destination for that.
Yeah, completely agree. It's kind of a fraternity in the best possible way.
Sure.
You know, we all talk, we all visit each other's places. You know, it's a small town. So.
Well, and the atmosphere is just family fun and just awesome. And again, Lisa and Joe with Sanctuary, we just have to, as a community, we have to say thank you to you guys for not only doing something that you love to do, a passion, but that you've turned that into a way of making Hendersonville and Henderson County a better place to live for animals and for people.
Thank you. Truly.
So we want to remind folks, the Puppy Bowl is coming up Sunday, February the 3rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Canuga Gymnasium, but you're opening the doors at noon.
Correct.
Right? That's $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Tell people again how they can get tickets.
You can get tickets from any of the Sanctuary Brewing, Brother Wolf Animal Rescue, or Sweet Bear Rescue social media. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and websites.
All right, so we're going to see like 50 puppies in the Puppy Bowl, right?
You're going to see 50 puppies, and we also have an MC from Atlanta whose name is Gray. He's the host, and he's actually performing as well, so we are super excited. Like, he's going to bring the energy to this Puppy Bowl. It's going to be epic.
50 puppies. When you just say those two words together, it just makes you smile. That's it. My next rock and roll band is going to be called 50 Puppies.
50 Puppies.
50 Puppies. That's it. Folks, go to WTZQ.com. You can get all this information. And we want to remind you that proceeds from this year's Puppy Bowl will benefit Sweet Bear Rescue and Brother Wolf Animal Rescue. And we want all those 50 puppies adopted, right?
Yep.
Let's beat our record.
Yep. They're not coming home with me.
Lisa, Joe, Sanctuary Brewing. Remind everyone where Sanctuary Brewing is.
We're 147 First Avenue East.
Just look for the clothes hanging on the wall, right?
That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much, and thanks for being here this morning. And thanks for the gifts.
Of course. Here we can.
Awesome. Lisa and Joe with Sanctuary Brewing. Folks, when you get a chance, stop by there. If you've never been, make sure to go and tell them thanks for all the work that they do right here in our community. Don't miss the Puppy Bowl coming up Sunday, February the 3rd at the Canuga Gymnasium. Doors open at 12. The bowl starts at 1 p.m. Go to WTZQ.com to find out more.